437 on KDKA. You want to carve the turkey. You don't want to cut your own hand. You want to make sure you go out and play some turkey bowl games, but you don't want to, well, not be able to walk the day after. And fortunately, there are people to take care of those kinds of eventualities should it happen. And joining us live now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Thomas Kessler. Dr. Kessler has been on the program with me many times. He is a physician and medical director, infection prevention, as he is really, really a good friend. And I am just so glad to have him here as he's joining us on KDK. Dr. Kessler, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Rick, happy Thanksgiving to you as well. In light of the holiday, very thankful to be on the program with you today.
So tell me a little bit about the sorts of things, and I don't want you to, you know, to talk out of school or anything like that, but the reality is, I'm sure, without giving up HIPAA violations and things like that, you see all kinds of things in the clinic in and around the holidays, don't you?
Absolutely, particularly, you know, right after Thanksgiving, the Black Friday weekend. As someone who's worked that weekend many times and will be working it again this weekend, I expect to be very busy, and there's going to be a lot of various and sundry medical issues going on for sure.
Dr. Kessler works with MedExpress here in Pittsburgh. Do you literally see people get hurt carving the turkey? Does that happen from time to time, or is that just a wives' tale?
You know, it does happen from time to time. Everyone thinks the turkey carver, the knife, is going to be the most dangerous thing. And while I do see that, and I think I'm going to be taking care of a few turkey carving lacerations this weekend, honestly, the most dangerous thing in that kitchen is the mandolin slicer. If I had a nickel for every time I had a mandolin slice injury come to my office, I probably wouldn't have to be working anymore. I mean, that thing is dangerous for sure. So be careful when using that mandolin slicer and a turkey carver, no question about it.
Okay, I'm going to show my ignorance here. A mandolin to me is a musical instrument, so why would you want to slice one of those up? No, in all seriousness, help us understand, what's a mandolin slicer if people don't know what it is?
Yeah, so a mandolin slicer is one of those, it's an instrument that's not an instrument they use for music in the kitchen, but it's something that you use to finely slice up vegetables, fruits, things of that nature, and people get down to the very end nubbin on that vegetable, fruit, whether it be a zucchini or what have you, and they don't even know about it, and all of a sudden they got part of their finger sliced off.
It's almost like a big, fancy, really sharp cheese grater.
Yeah,
yeah,
pretty much.
And it pretty much takes care of fingertips as well if you get too close.
It does. So if that happens, you know, make sure you apply pressure, control the bleeding, and if no resolution or if you're on blood thinners, things of that nature, then seek medical care as soon as you can for that.
What about do you see burns? I mean, does that happen sometime? I mean, we've always fried a turkey, although a number of years ago we switched from the deep, the hot oil to an infrared unit, so there's not any oil in ours anymore. Do you see those from time to time because of the fried turkey or because people was frying something else up in the kitchen?
Yeah, usually it's from the stovetop that I've seen it, but we have seen a number of those in the holiday season. You know, the big thing is, as far as safety-wise, to keep kids away from anything hot, making sure that if you are cooking, that you're not using, you're not wearing loose clothing, things that can catch on fire easily, things that can burn from the stove easily. Those are the most important things. And if you do get burned, I would recommend against applying any creams, ointment, or home remedies unless otherwise directed to do so. You know, because it's all going to depend on the severity of that burn, first or second degree, what have you, what needs to be done for that. But yeah, we do see that on occasion.
How critical is it, timing-wise, to get to care if you've got a burn? Is that one of those things that if you get there sooner, you've got a better chance of treating it and keeping it from coming worse? Or is it one of those things that, boy, you notice after a little while, I need to have this taken care of, and you go? Help us understand that.
Sure. Well, certainly with both lacerations and burns, the sooner you get seen, the better, particularly with burns, you're talking about the potential for infection. If it's a second-degree burn that goes untreated, past, say, 24 hours or so. So that's something to keep in mind. I would say the lacerations need to be taken care of more promptly. The burns can probably, unless they're really bad, wait for the next morning. But it is something that you need to be aware of, that you need to seek treatment for such things.
Dr. Thomas Kessler joining us from MedExpress here in Pittsburgh. He is a physician who was talking to us about some of the things he sees in clinics around the holidays. You know, leftovers are such an important part of Thanksgiving for a lot of people. But sometimes if you've got leftovers and you put them in the car and you got to ride home 4 hours to get, you know, back from state college or wherever you happen to be away, you may find out that they weren't refrigerated. Do you see with your food poisoning or people dealing with things after the fact that maybe something wasn't taken care of or handled the way it should have been in terms of keeping it?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Rick. I would say foodborne illnesses is going to be a staple this weekend that we'll be seeing in the clinic. Symptoms often include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fevers if it's particularly bad. The keys to this, though, are obviously making sure that the food is cooked thoroughly. And we're talking about internal temperature here. So if turkey, for instance, you know, the FDA recommends an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's the same with leftovers. You know, so if you're making those leftover turkey sandwiches the next day, you better make sure that you reheat that food to a proper safety temperature. The danger zone is anywhere from 40 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the area or the window that bacteria really thrive in. And so if that food is left too long, it's not hot enough or it's not reheated to a proper internal temperature, then that's going to be an issue. And speaking about heating to internal temperatures that are good, I recommend against relying on those red pop-up turkey timers everyone uses. You know, you get yourself a good digital-based food thermometer. That way you can make sure that the entire bird is cooked, whether that be breast, thigh, legs, what have you. That's a very important thing, I think, that your listeners should be taking care of this holiday season.
Absolutely. What about, we don't have snow and ice, at least in these parts this year. Sometimes we do at Thanksgiving. But are people, by the time they get into Friday and Saturday, thinking, okay, let's get those decorations up? Are you seeing people come off ladders? Do you see people that are trying to carry too much and they end up with back problems or knee or hip problems because they've tried to do too much? Does that happen this time of year, too?
Absolutely. You know, I see ladder injuries, falls, carrying injuries, you know, whether you're trying to carry the leftovers from the counter to the fridge or bringing up the decorations from the basement or the attic or what have you.
Yeah.
We see those kinds of back and neck and shoulder strain injuries all the time, as well as fractures from falls. So it's something that I know I'm going to be seeing a lot during this weekend, particularly if people are playing their, you know, family Thanksgiving football game, you know, tomorrow. Rick, this isn't the Rose Bowl, okay? This is just your backyard, all right? So just make sure you take it easy out there. I don't want to see you in my clinic on Friday, okay? Take it easy.
You would like to see me in your clinic. You don't want to treat me in your clinic, right? I hope that's what you meant by that.
Of course. Of course, Rick. But I don't want to see anyone hurt from going too gusto, if you will, during these football games or where they're carrying decorations up or down or what have you. Just make sure that you keep an eye on things and that you are doing things with a lot of caution, if you will.
Do you see, in all seriousness, do you see football injuries? Because guys, you know, they're not wearing helmets, they're not wearing shoulder pads, they're not even wearing knee pads. Do you see that because a tackle football game gets a lot of – does that still happen?
I see a lot more foot and ankle injuries, I think, probably. A lot more people kind of twisting their ankles or injuring their foot. So if you're out there, make sure you have good support, if you will. You know, you don't want to be going out there in your penny loafers playing a football game on a muddy, grassy Pittsburgh November day.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to make sure that you have good traction there as well. So I think I see a lot more lower extremity injuries than anything else in that regard.
What about college football fans getting overheated during, say, a Penn State, Michigan State game or a Michigan, Ohio game this weekend? Does that happen?
You know, as a Pitt guy, I can't.
You can't comment on either one of those.
You know.
What about against Duke? Pitt against Duke? Is that going to be one of them?
It's going to be one of them for sure. We'll be keeping a close eye on that, Rick, for sure. I'll make sure not to get too heated during that particular
TJ, it is
game.
always great to have you on the air. Thank you so very much. And to you and to your family, happiest of Thanksgivings. And we will catch up with you as we get a little closer to the end of the year, okay?
Absolutely, Rick. And as I did, I took the chance last time to say it. I'm going to say it again. The number one thing I see, particularly this time of year, is going to be upper respiratory illnesses, COVID. flu, strep, and now RSV. Make sure you guys get vaccinated. Make sure you take care of yourselves if you have any symptoms like that.
Really, really great stuff. Dr. Thomas Kessler, he's with MedExpress here in Pittsburgh, and it's part of the reason why we'd love having him on. He always covers all the bases for us. Thanks, TJ.
No problem, Rick. Thanks. Yeah,
really good stuff. Thomas Kessler on KDKA, 447. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, it's time to check those cars for you.